Far from Washington, a group of children eagerly wait for Inauguration Day. They're the students at Eagle's Nest Intermediate School in Tuba City, Arizona. They live in the windswept high desert, part of the Navajo Nation, a place where about half the adults are unemployed. These fourth, fifth, and sixth graders were given a class assignment: write a letter to the president-elect.
Dear Mr. Obama, my name is Ian Hunter Burden. If I was president, I would be panicked. But you don't look panicked. Sincerely, Ian Hunter Burden.
Dear Mr. Obama, my name is Christopher Tenahiro. I live in a brick house. All my family needs is food. Whenever I get home, I'm hungry. We can't go anywhere because we have no gas to drive. My mom voted for you, Obama, because we are such big fans. I would want you to take away guns so our people don't have to die. Sincerely, Christopher Tenahiro.
Dear Mr. Obama, hello. My name is Clarence Champagne. Our school is broke. Please give us money. We kids are in need of books. I would like some new computers and a gym. We told everybody to vote for you. I think we deserve some credit. Sincerely, Clarence Champagne.
Dear Mr. Obama, my name is Leah Marie Grass. I am a Navajo. We have clients. I am Bitterwater. I was wondering if you could come to my house, whenever would be good. You are really good at what you do. Take care. Thank you. Or as my culture says, Ishehet. Leah Marie Grass.
See the kids and read and hear more letters to the incoming president from the Eagle's Nest School at our website. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.